Welcome to Radio Mirchi, the region's largest South Asian radio station and the largest station in North Carolina. We are pleased to have this morning Nolan Volk from Carry the Water. He's the head of operations for Carry the Water NC. Nolan, welcome to the show.
Steve, thank you so much. It's an honor to be a part of your show.
Well, we've got about 15 minutes with you this afternoon, so why don't you tell us a little bit about Carry the Water and what is it you guys are doing for clean water in India for our listening audience?
Yeah, I'd love to. So Carry the Water began in 2017, so just 2 years ago, with the pressing realization that over 160 million people in India lack access to safe water. And so since inception, we've actually implemented over 40 clean water projects impacting over 40,000 lives with clean water. And locally, we've been able to raise awareness and spark empathy just through our 5Ks, just encouraging participants to bring water containers that they can carry throughout the race to get a taste of what it's like for much of the developing rural areas of India where people are carrying water long distances. So we've really been trying to attack the water crisis head on.
Fantastic. Okay. And so how big of it is a problem in India? Why is this such a problem? I mean, it's sometimes hard for us to forget what's going on. I just got back from India. I was in Kolkata for the Global Business Summit with Swadesh Chatterjee and Secretary of State Lane Marshall. But why is this such a problem in India? Just the population, the demands on infrastructure?
Well, yeah, Steve, I think a lot of different reasons. It's a serious water crisis because nearly 200,000 people are dying every year in India because of the lack of access to clean water. And the situation is growing, unfortunately, worse with the population increase and the demands on the water supply increasing more than the actual supply itself. And so when you think about it from a long-term perspective, that's only going to continue unless we can kind of think through just better solutions. And think through how to make this a situation where everyone has access to clean water. And on top of that, it's, you know, everyone is getting healthy holistically, right? Because when you can bring clean water to a village, then you're giving not just the health aspect of clean water, but you're also providing future opportunities, right? Women no longer have to walk all day to get water. Now they can have employable they can get employment and they can make money. Children no longer have to go with their mother and now they can go to school. And really we're seeing this as a holistic approach where it's addressing the physical need of clean water head on, but it's also, you know, addressing poverty holistically.
Oh, that's fantastic. Before I get to the next set of questions, has it gotten better under Prime Minister Modi? I know that he's been talking about sustainability and his infrastructure. I just got back this week.
You know, Steve, I really think he's trying to take steps towards that. I've heard of all different types of approaches, right? River linking, that could be in the future. I've also heard of, you know, infrastructure and putting dams in place. Another approach that I really think could be beneficial in the future is just water harvesting. I know that's already kind of taken place, but rainfall water harvesting, because India is so cyclical in the rain and you know, the rainy season, and much of the rainfall occurs in like 1 month. If we can find a way to harvest that water and keep it throughout the entire year, I really think that's going to be beneficial long term too. And I think Modi is taking steps in all those different directions.
How can in the United States, you know, particularly in North Carolina, even in Mooresville, we have a lot of best practices with stormwater, sustainability. We've been looking at the implementation, at least in this region, of the Jordan Lake rules by the General Assembly. Yeah. But how can best practices, how can leaders in North Carolina that are innovators or doing, or just leaders like our stormwater groups we have, like One Water North Carolina, is there a way of exchanging these best practices with India in terms of sharing ideas?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great approach. I think communication is key. And so if we can just open the conversation and say, hey, these are solutions that we've found to be practical and to really be beneficial here locally, and then open that conversation, that dialect to the leaders in India and really let it be, like you said, just open communication, sharing best practices, sharing what's worked, and actually also sharing what hasn't worked. And I think through that approach, we can not only address it here locally, but from a global perspective, right? Because we've seen in Israel how they've been able to do water desalination and take actually salt water and use solar energy to remove that salt, decreasing, you're right, the demands on the energy by using solar energy and really get clean water that way. So I think if we're open to different practices globally, we can see what's working well, what isn't working, and then really try to attack this with a long-term vision, right? Because things aren't going to change maybe overnight. But if we take steps towards that, I think 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, we could look back and say, wow, look at what happened.
Oh, that's crazy.
I think the water supply is going to really increase with the demands.
Well, if you're listening and you're an entrepreneur or you're a leader in one of our cities in North Carolina, you have ideas, you can we'll be giving Nolan Folks email and contact information at the end of the show. So let's get into our next segment or the second question. And what can we as community leaders, political leaders, civic leaders do to help carry the water? Tell us a little bit about the ways that we can get involved, those listening today.
Yes, yeah, Steve.
We have huge Indian.
And
this is a South Asian radio station, so we have a lot of Indian Americans, 50,000 in the triangle, 105,000 in the state, based on the recent census numbers. So. What can we do?
Wow. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is just being aware. It's so easy to go throughout our day-to-day and kind of forget that water is a luxury, right? I woke up this morning, I took a shower, that used water. I brushed my teeth, that used clean water. I drank water. I made coffee with water. And so without even realizing it, I utilize water in almost every step of my day so far. And I think we can almost not realize what a luxury that is and that much of, the developing world and even, rural and parts of India don't get to experience that. So I think what we can do is just bring awareness to the situation and let everyone know, okay, this is a challenge, but it doesn't need to be a challenge that defeats us. It's a challenge that can actually make us stronger. As we communicate with each other, like I've mentioned earlier, as we look at best practices, and then as we stand together as a community, even here in the U.S. So I think... what we can do is talk to your communities. Maybe start some kind of clean water fundraiser. Maybe be creative with it, right? Say, okay, what can we do? Whether it's a yard sale, whether it's like a baked good sale. I'm even thinking like a benefit concert. Anything that we can do to one, put emphasis on the challenge, but also think through ways that we can raise funds and raise awareness. I think also, right, with Carry the Water, what we're trying to do is have our 5Ks that are raising awareness, letting people know what's going on, sparking empathy by challenging participants to carry water during that 5K. And then also all those funds are then going over to India for clean water projects. So, if you're not in North Carolina, you can't attend our race, that's okay. But maybe where you are locally, you could have some kind of event that could raise funds and raise awareness. I'd say, talk to your temple, talk to your church, talk to your community, wherever you are, your school, and really just say, hey, I care about these people in need and I want to do something about it. And see if others will come alongside you. And next thing you know, you're not alone, but you have a great community group with you who will help you raise these funds, raise awareness, and impact lives. Because that's what we're about, right? Clean water is obviously the issue, but we're about individual people's lives. And so clean water is going to impact those individuals.
Okay, that's fantastic. I mean, and we are, at the end of the show, we're going to give your website and we're going to be talking at the end of the show about an exciting event coming up. So let's go to my next set of questions. So where do you can contribute funds, you can go to the website, which is Carry the Water NC. What is it? Carry the Water?
That's exactly right. So carrythewaternc.org is our website. Yep.
How are the funds used there? I think you've already gone through it. So they're just, people are contributing the money, and then this is not only a triangle organization, it's a national organization. So how much money have you raised, and where does the money go? It's just going to projects, right? So you guys are just...
Yeah, that's a great question.
Okay, yeah.
And so the way we do it, Steve, we're for $1,500, we're able to put in a hand pump well right there in India. And so, that can impact up to 1,000 people's lives. What we're doing is we're working with partners locally in India, and they're helping identify areas that people are walking long distances to get water. So they're the ones with the feet on the ground and saying, okay, this is a village that could really be impacted with clean water. So then we're raising the funds. Like I said, $1,500 can go directly to a hand pump well. Now, if we're able to raise more, $4,000 goes directly to a full service well that, you know, with the pump. And then there's multiple taps on that well, and multiple people are getting water at the same time. So that $4,000 well can actually impact 2,000 to 4,000 people. And, you know, we're thinking like larger villages, that's where those wells are going. So since inception, see, we've been able to put in 40 wells, or we call them clean water projects, but we've been able to put in 40. And so, you know, quick math on that, that's over $100,000 that's been raised just for clean water.
Okay.
In the past year and a half, 2 years. And
okay.
we're not just seeing that as like, sorry, we're seeing it as clean water, but you know, we're seeing it as individual lives being impacted, right? I said 40,000 lives. Yeah. We were blessed even this year with a sponsor coming alongside us and say, hey, we want to contribute to 10 of those clean water projects. And they're already underway. So we're already underway with 10 this year. And we really foresee that increasing to, you know, 20, 30, maybe even 40 just this year.
Wow. Okay. Well, that really helps those listening. I mean, well, we thank you for all your leadership. So,
Steve, sorry, one more thing. I'm sorry to cut you off. One more thing I wanted to let you know. No. On our website, if you click on the blog tab, you can actually specifically see where these clean water projects are going in the specific village, right? Because we want to be 100% transparent. There's nothing that we're trying to hide, and we want people's lives to be impacted. So right now I'm on our website. You can click on water requests, and you can see all the different villages, where they are, so like the location, the project, how much is needed for it, who it's going to impact, pictures of the people there. We want this to be so transparent and easy for people so they can say, okay, I know that if I donate $10, $100, $1,000, exactly where that money's going and exactly who it's going to impact.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's exciting. Well, yeah, folks, you heard from Nolan Volk on where to go find out about the impact and the specific project. So Nolan, we're going to end today talking about an exciting event that you have coming up so we all can firsthand go see that impact in our local community of Carry the Water. So tell us about a little bit about, I'm going to get my running shoes dusted off, hint, hint. I'll be there with you as guest, welcoming you more so. But tell us a little bit about the event. It's March 20th, correct?
Yes, sir. That's right, Steve. And we couldn't be more excited. So, you know, our organization is located in Morrisville. And so we said, why not have a 5K right here in Morrisville? So on, you know, that Saturday, we are going to have a 5K, like I said, just to promote clean water in India. And we already have sponsors on board: Credit Suisse, GNC, Power Crunch, Pivot, Physical Therapy, and so many more. And, you know, we have many people signed up already, but we really want to increase our numbers, right? Because we know the more people that come out to the race, the more people that are going to hear the challenges in India. And on top of that, the more funds we're going to be able to raise to impact lives. So, like I said, it's on March 23rd. It's that Saturday. It's Premier Park Association right there in Morrisville. You can sign up today. And one exciting update is that we currently have a sponsor who's offering a matching gift challenge. And what they're offering is they will offer up to 10 clean water projects or $40,000. And so we just need to match that, and that would turn into $80,000 going directly to clean water in India, which is amazing, right? And so that's going to be from our other sponsors who say, okay, I'll give $500, I'll give $5,000, I'll give $10,000, whatever. That's also from the participants, you know, everyone who pays to participate in the race. That's all going towards that matching gift challenge. And so I, you know, Steve, I don't know about you, but I love when my money can be doubled, right? Everybody loves that. Absolutely. And when you can,
so folks, when you can double
your impact, why not? I was just going to say, on top of that, there's probably people listening who won't be able to come out to the 5K, which we totally understand. You know, this is, like you said, the largest South Asian radio broadcast, excuse me. So if you're listening and you're not able to come out to our race and you just say, hey, I want to donate and double my impact with this matching gift challenge, we would love to do that too. We'd love for you to do that. And you can do that directly on our Carry the Water website. Just click and donate and do it through PayPal or however.
Okay. That's how you can get a hold of Nolan Belk as well. You're on the website, correct?
And yep, that's exactly right. And one other thing I wanted to mention about the event, you know, we want it to be a community building, family friendly event. So we're saying kids 12 and under are going to be free, as long as, you know, there's a paid adult with them. We're going to offer a free lunch to everyone in attendance. And also, and that's, you know, thankful, we're very thankful to our sponsors who are offering that. And on top of that, we'll have t-shirts, we'll have a vendor village. We just want it to be a fun, family-friendly event that really brings the community together. And on top of that, brings the community together to impact lives in India. So I really, I'm thankful, Steve, that you're going to be there. I know you're going to get your friends and your community out there. I'm thankful for everyone listening who's saying, hey, I can make an impact just by having some fun.
Folks, we can't change the world if we work together. And we want to thank Nolan Belk. The race, what time does the race start, Nolan?
The race starts at 10 a.m. You can get there as early as 9 a.m. To register and just hang out. If you're not interested in running, but you say, hey, I still want to help out and volunteer, we need plenty of volunteers, right, to make it a successful event. So we'd love to have volunteers there, too.
Okay. And the church, is that the Perimeter Park? It's a church of the Airport Boulevard? Where is the location?
It's 519 Conference Center.
Okay. Yeah. So, folks, just go to the website. The address is on there. We have run out of time, but we want to thank Nolan Belk for Carry the Water for being on Radio Mirchi, the largest radio, South Asian radio station in the region and the state of North Carolina. So, thank you so much, Nolan, and we will see you at the 5K, and we look forward to continuing to learn more about how we can help your organization. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. It's been an honor, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on March 23rd.
Thank you, Nolan.